This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Some relief is coming to Illinois students with severe mental health and behavioral issues. Families and experts have long lamented the lack of residential treatment facilities for students who are most in need, and it's been made worse by the pandemic. The Illinois State Board of Education is making immediate changes, but advocates say it isn't enough. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Peter Jeswilko feared he might die before his son Kyle was placed in residential treatment. 16-year-old Kyle has autism. Over the pandemic, his episodes of violent behavior grew more intense. Jeswilko's been knocked unconscious and has made numerous trips to the emergency department.
He can be so sweet and so affectionate, but one little thing can switch. And I worry about my life. I worry about survival. I worry about, you know, his safety sometimes, because when he becomes so violent, he could hurt himself as well.
Jeswilko is now breathing a cautious sigh of relief. After a lengthy legal process with the suburban school district, Kyle will start at a residential facility in New York on Monday. Jeswilko is a little nervous because they're breaking the news to Kyle this weekend. They're going to tell him a story that he's going to college.
He's obsessed with Toy Story movie, and there's an episode where Andy's going to college. So we thought we're going to try to adapt this.
Students like Kyle need to go through a lengthy due process hearing with their school district to be placed in residential treatment. Schools get reimbursed by the state if the student goes to a state-approved facility, but families and experts say those facilities are often full or not equipped for certain needs. Students can go to non-approved facilities, but their school districts have to pay for it. But now the Illinois State Board of Education is changing its policy. It will reimburse school districts that place students in non-approved facilities after going through a due process hearing. It's also recommending increasing the number of beds for Illinois students at out-of-state approved facilities. Those changes could be approved as soon as next week. Jeswilko says it's a good start, but it isn't enough.
If a hearing officer order is required, not many parents can afford an attorney and go through this process. This is a very expensive journey to go through.
Attorneys that represent school districts agree that equity piece is missing in this step forward. Families who can't afford a lawyer still face a huge barrier. Carolyn Roselli is an attorney with Robbins Schwartz, a firm that represents several suburban school districts. Even families who can hire an attorney must still endure a long legal period before they get relief.
The hearing officers are incredibly backed up. There's only four of them in the state right now. And so it's even that, I mean, it could take months to get a hearing officer order. And that's quick in the normal due process timeline. So, you know, what can we do to get kids placed now?
The Illinois Council of School Attorneys urges the state board to use its emergency rulemaking authority to place students quickly without a hearing. Roselli is hopeful that more improvements are ahead. The State Board of Education has set up a working group to craft long-term solutions. The agency says it's also reached out to facilities around the country to encourage them to apply to be an approved provider. Meanwhile, the past several months have taken a mental and physical toll on Jeswilko's family. His younger daughter, who had to move out of the house for her safety, will soon be coming back home. Jeswilko says the family feels heartbroken sending Kyle away, but they know it's the best option.
I need to have back surgery from the injuries. I started physical therapy, but I can't do physical therapy because I'm in so much pain. So at least this will give me some time to take care of my needs and heal.
He hopes more in-state facilities will become available to keep children close to home, and a future process won't leave families traumatized. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.